The game of chess is like a sword fight. You must think first, before you move.
All right, everybody, stop what you're doing. I need you to go log in, subscribe, all your socials. Go follow the Guap Times. Yes, that's the Guap Times. That's on all your socials. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. It's the Guap Times. Make your next move your best move. Please remember. Get your motherfucking life together.
Here's what they think about you.
That's the name of the motherfucking pod. Here's what they think about you. What come over there? Here's what they think about us, y'all. I don't give a fuck what y'all think about us.
Fuck all y'all. Goddamn, I'm glad y'all said it all. Used to be hard, now you just went soft.
Alright, stop that right quick. Yo. Y'all already know what it is.
That was a mean introduction.
You heard? Cut that shit. You already know what it is, man.
It was a mean introduction, though.
The Guap Times presents Chestnut Checkers. Make your next move your best move. Wow. Huh?
In a fucking dungeon.
We here, y'all.
Once again, it's song.
You know what it is. Holiday Hole. Ain't here giving y'all the motherfucking gas. No mask. You know what I mean? With the gang.
This is not vaccination required.
Hell no. If you got the shot, you got got.
You got the shit.
The shit.
The shit.
The shit. Yeah, you want the shit?
I'm gonna give you the shit.
Magic ain't even get the shot.
Right. Hey,
Magic ain't get the shot.
Nah, y'all niggas going too far.
Nah, we're...
Like, say, oh, that nah. For what? Nah, nigga, give me that shit y'all gave me before.
Right. That shit had me down for the last 20 years.
Uh-huh. That nigga forever. He forever rolling.
That nigga giving out blood.
He giving out blood, bro, nigga.
Yo, that nigga giving out blood.
They said Jamie Foxx got the shot, and then he just was... It was a rap.
It was a rap after that.
Damn, Jamie.
You know what's so crazy about it, though?
And he got a bag. Why would you let him put you in that position?
Like, for real, nigga. You put yourself in a position to be able to say no to the crackers. And you say yes.
Kyrie said, I ain't doing that.
Nigga.
I'm saying.
That's why he wasn't in the...
He got suspended.
Fast.
Yeah, Kyrie said, I ain't doing that.
Fast fizzle.
Still made it to the Eastern Conference.
Still made it back.
Hey.
And to be proven right.
Hey, don't it feel good?
It's like, damn, I ain't supposed to
tell. Don't it feel good?
That shit ain't help us anyway.
Don't it feel good?
That shit had majority of motherfuckers fucked up.
Don't it feel good to make people look stupid?
Kill off the old and the young, and infect and sterilize the young.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's all they
try again, mother sucker.
That's all they try to do.
Sterilize the young, kill off the old.
Try again, mother sucker.
Pop control.
Ooh. Bro, you just right ate here. Your phone, bro.
Just coordinated.
You just ate your phone.
My phone looked the same.
They iPhones. That's what's wrong with y'all iPhone users. All y'all iPhones look the same. How you know what's different? You know what I mean? Shout out to all the galaxies and you know what I mean?
Mind you, he the only nigga.
All the green dots. All my green dots.
Marvel comic phones.
Nah, you can't say that. They got
Guardian of the Galaxy.
Shout out to my green dots. You already know what it is.
DC for bad movie production.
Android up, nigga. Android the fuck up.
DC for bad movie.
I'm into good pictures.
Yeah, that's it. That's all.
Great pictures, nigga. Say that.
Amazing with pictures.
Say that. Everything that y'all want to do with y'all phones. Nah, I got my own little
spin. I'm saying, though, y'all get virus. Y'all get porn.
Now, we don't get porn. See, that's what's wrong with you, bro. Look, that's the deal breaker.
Yo, he said you get that's porn. That's the deal breaker.
Damn, African shit out of there. Don't got private browsing either.
Nope.
Yo, yes, you do. Incognito.
Incognito? Yes. But it's a whole app, though.
Nah, that's not an app.
You gotta go on the app and get private browsing.
No, nigga, it's on the motherfucker.
You gotta pay for it.
y'all gotta pay for all your apps.
No, we don't have
to. Oh, yeah.
Not all of them.
All of them.
Not all of them.
Not all of them.
Majority is free.
Majority
of them. Most of the ones that everybody uses free.
Unless you want exclusive.
Okay, y'all get Instagram and Facebook free.
Yeah, more than Instagram and Facebook free.
Every other app, nigga, y'all paying for.
No, got Twitter free, bro.
Twitter free. Unless you one of them dumbasses that won't pay for fucking Twitter.
A check. Pay for that check.
Y'all still paying for other apps, bro. Yeah. If you want an app, nigga, you gotta pay for it.
Nah.
Bro. Straight like that.
It depends.
Straight like that. Depending on the iPhone.
No, depending on the
everybody introduce themselves
already?
Nah, we're still going around.
We still finished.
To the left. We're gonna spin the block. We out here with the shooters here. It's home with the motherfucking...
He got the Shannon Sharp introduction.
Yeah, where is
it? 6 minutes.
Skip. Hey, Skip.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but that's, you know, funny. It's Holly Hovind. We're here with the gang. We're going to spin the block. Shooter's going to shoot. To the left.
To the left. It's like, no, you know, it's your guy. Your favorite hood herbalist. Long live Za. I'm just currently in here rolling up Mota. Listen, right? I got these hats dropping. And when they drop, they coming with like a free jar of CMOS. Small jar too. Ooh. Like one of them sample sizes. So, you know, I'm getting shit together.
Get you some.
Or whatever.
Incentive for the, you know what I mean?
No, it's because the company is based over CMOS. I'm just doing merch just to put it out there.
Yeah, it's a promotional, you know what I mean?
We out here. All summer long.
Promotional marketing.
If you see me in a hood with a cooler, just know it probably got
definitely.
It got life and death.
Full circle.
Life and death. You know?
Seamoss and Seagrams.
The universe. I ain't know. That's not Seagrams. So you catch me. You catch me with some Seagrams. Throw that shit.
For real.
Throw that shit at me.
Four Loko.
He said Four Loko.
That shit was bad.
Dude, that was a bad time.
Four Loko make you do crime. Four Loko make you do crime.
For local, make you go loco.
El pollo loco.
Nigga.
Loco.
Diablo.
I seen RIP.
Loco Diablo.
Nah, word, yo. He was.
Jersey City hood legend.
I
never had a Four Loko.
He was a legend. He was beating up police when we was kids, bro. He used to walk around singing "Who Let the Dogs Out."
Yeah.
He was a legend, son. Nigga, yo, everybody was scared of him.
He was like Macho Man.
Bird is born, dead ass, bro. And he was cool as hell too. He just was always drunk. Every time you seen him, he was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
He was cool as shit though.
Nah, facts.
He was one of the coolest.
It'd be crazy the older you get. You see mad people go by. You like, damn, remember him? Remember this one?
Yeah, bro, that shit crazy, son.
But yeah. You know the vibes. It be your boy Casanova, aka the Confident One. You know what I'm saying? Stream, subscribe, and share. I'm getting better with it. But
Every episode.
You know what I mean? Thank y'all for tapping into the Calm Style Fridays.
Sugar Shake Shack.
Past 50. I think you're on like 53
shack.
Right now.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. New day and time for y'all this week. You know what I mean? But we still here for the people.
We still here, y'all. We here for y'all. We did it for y'all. You know what I mean? Little bumps, little scrapes, whatever. But we gonna motherfucking bring it back to the table. All the time.
Always for the people.
I'm black, y'all.
Yo, it's your boy Keys to get you right in this bitch once again. With the homies, the friends. It's getting hot outside. That's all I'm going to say.
Hot as hell. As you can see, he out here in the tank top.
Debo.
Lito.
Hilarious. I need that sound like, Debo pulling up, you hit a bike.
Yeah.
Debo gonna snatch our chain.
Lethal.
Debo gonna snatch our chain.
Yeah, I was gonna tuck mine in.
Yo,
the busiers.
Right, how the brothers doing today, man?
With the busiers?
No, they on the floor.
It's over there on the floor. Had a long ass fucking morning.
Yeah, everybody productive morning now.
Yeah, they going to work and do what I gotta do.
Ho ho! Get that money, nigga.
That bag,
dude. I ain't want to do that shit.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes life, you gotta do things
they want. Yeah, right. That shit is real.
Sunday, they gotta pay that. They gotta pay that.
Overwhelmingly clear.
Yeah, they gotta pay double.
I wanted to
like
that monster out of there.
Oh.
Monster energy drink. Hit us niggas with a sponsor.
I ain't drinking that shit.
I'm drinking that Taurine. No, Taurine is right.
The bull semen.
They're gonna give you wings and charge you up.
Charge them. That should be putting motherfuckers down.
You got about 15 minutes of extra energy. That should be gone.
Crash city.
They say you can motherfucking clean the bottom of a shipwreck with that shit.
What?
The monster energy drinks. Pour that shit on it, all the rust fall off.
Wow. Bro, I think that's gonna do a Tajo Summit.
That 5 hour energy shit.
Yo, 5 hour energy, that shit disappeared.
Bro, I had that shit one time at Miami. I was dying. I'm in the room. I'm done. I popped that shit, drink that shit. Bro, that shit gonna be right back. Bro, I was
smoking the cocaine on that
3 hours. I was fine.
Smoking the cocaine on that shit.
That shit crashed. You be feel like you would. Like,
a little bit of cocaine on that shit.
Hold me, nigga.
Bro, you be around. You be crashed. That crash be feeling bad. Like
that shit be terrible.
Damn.
Wishing for that coma.
It feel like you know you stayed up too late. That's what it feel like. That's
a little bit of cocaine in that shit.
So this shit hits you, your body like, yeah.
She's like, dude.
Like, all that adrenaline goes.
Finish him.
Yeah, that shit bad, bro. Shit
that's all I'm energy drinks.
A little bit of cocaine.
Right now.
I just take sea moss. If y'all need an energy sauce, you know what I mean? Take your nice teaspoon of some sea moss. You know what I'm saying? Do your workout, go to work, be good, walking around, charged up naturally, no crash. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, wait. I got a side thing to that. I'm just bored and I just be trying shit sometimes. I didn't do it, but it was an idea. Fucking Briston said, sea moss and honey. I don't know how it worked, but I think somebody's dry, so they should let me know.
Wow.
So I'm gonna make some and I'm gonna give it to somebody.
Yo,
I was about to say
corner in the market.
I was about to say get some pussy, get some energy too, but that goes right there.
That's hand to hand. No, but yeah, nigga, corner the market right there.
Bro, I'm about to
the sea moss with the honey.
XXX.
Leave it in the comments.
Yo, that shit be elaborate.
We're gonna be knocking everything over in sight.
Now hold on, all 5 minutes.
Yo,
City Boys up.
Seahorse.
Yo, we set it on air first, yo.
Seahorse.
Alright, don't nobody take our shit.
If you take our shit, we gonna fuck you up.
We coming through, we pulling up.
We gonna
with Leto, nigga.
Fuck you up.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Seahorse. There you go.
What?
Damn. That's that hilarious. That's got, funny.
Got hey, yo, kick. Kim.
Got that
we
kick.
Got one.
Come on over.
We got
that
one.
That was how that theme song go for that fucking
hell. Oh, yeah, that shit. Yeah, that shit.
She
wanted
me. She wanted me free. She wanted me free.
She died. What the
fuck? Yo, that shit, boy. Yo, that shit funny as hell, yo. You wanted me times.
Want to be free?
That shit funny, yo.
It's getting hard out, y'all. She want to be free.
Nah, dead ass, son.
That's like funny. Let the birds fly, man.
Let the birds fly.
This motherfucker is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. I swear to God. This shit got me motherfucking fried. Potent. I've been frizzled for 3 days, bro.
Potent. I'll push a bitch in the face off my plan.
Oh, God.
I lied.
Allegedly.
No video tape.
Show out a dog.
No Peter.
Nah.
And they're like seesaw.
Oh, self-defense.
Imagine every dog.
Stuffed animal.
Talking about bitches acting crazy. You heard about the nigga Travis Rudolph?
Oh yeah, he got the
girl brother and his friends.
Yep.
I got a what else?
They came in his house and attacked him, bro.
Hey, nah, she called the niggas through the
she sent it up. She sent that
and
shit up.
She admitted to fucking beating on him. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't just him just slamming her, like she said. Imagine he just slammed her. Bitch, you would have been dead. He just slammed you the whole time. That nigga like 6'4".
He was a big, yo, he was big ass.
You're a big ass receiver.
They were trying to charge him with one count of first degree murder and three counts of attempted first degree murder.
But it was no.
What they gonna get her for?
So look, so what they was gonna nothing. Do? Nothing. So what they was gonna do was they was gonna let it. They was gonna throw it out. But since he did the he was trying to he was trying to get it thrown out. But since he took the trial, no, not even the trial. He took the fucking standing ground shit. Like, they came to my house or whatever type shit.
They did.
The state picked it up and whatever. And they went on with the trial and he beat that shit. So.
Right.
Listen, man.
I think it depends on what state you're in, man.
Listen, that too. Listen.
That New York, you be in jail. Jersey,
the reason jail. Why, listen, everybody. Man. Listen, hold on, wait. The reason why niggas be dying is because shit like this. Y'all women be having niggas in fucked up predicaments. You be either the cause of it or one of the culprits, and you call your nigga or your brother or whoever the case may be, and you got this. You either get him killed or get another nigga killed, and now you got a lifelong beef because you're stupid ass.
Gas a nigga put on a shirt, man.
The craziest part about it is
you got to understand the type of woman you're dealing with, and when you got to say who's the instigator. She that type of chick. If you got a chick that's quick to pop off, tell a motherfucker suck dick and all that. You gotta leave her alone. She gets you killed or have you in jail.
The crazy spin to this whole thing is, this bitch was married. Excuse my French. This lady was married.
Or to somebody else.
Stepping out on her husband, got mad that her side nigga.
Oh, it's a dude.
Had another chick.
Oh man.
And put the word in.
Oh,
for them
man.
To come and hit him up.
I ain't over that bad. That's
what happened. So
yes.
She's a slimeball. But once again, like I just said,
Ryan, that's
a lot of you women
are
recording these issues.
Where the husband
at? Yeah, like how you doing that?
Think how wild that shit is, bro. How wild
he ain't
is
it?
Your wife that mad to her side.
Why would she be calling her husband to come slide on her side?
Because she don't want nobody to know.
What happened was, she got an NFL dude, and like, oh, she's nigga in the league. That's better than my boyfriend, know whatever he do. I got a football player. He out now.
Nah, he's an XFL, bro. They ain't gonna kick him out. He ain't do nothing.
He was playing for the Giants before, but he was on house arrest since 2022.
If you not guilty and you play football,
my nigga's been guilty. Came back.
Yeah.
Word.
What I'm saying is,
Ray Rice.
Was he a good receiver? Was he like a top three? Was he just a, you know what I mean? Was he,
Ray
he
Rice was
a good receiver.
Yeah, Ray Rice
that's
was
my
a
point.
Like
if you a starter, it just happened. Yeah, they give you a benefit of doubt. But if he,
nah, you don't play nothing. He playing nothing. NFL. I mean, he good in NFL.
I mean, if he nice like that, then he
if he with the Jiffy.
I see my man. Not to change this up that far, but my man Hamlin. They saw him at practice. I said that shit crazy. From Buffalo.
Yeah.
Like, are you really gonna try that shit again?
I think, don't call me white girl says something.
I'm tapping
about
out on that. I think, you just like that? Like, nah, you gotta
chill, bro.
You gotta chill.
Just work out, shut up. You young still.
Just shut it down.
You shut it down, bro. You got mad momentum. Be a spokesperson.
Because the worst thing that can happen
is
he really do die.
Yep. Shit happen again.
That's
that shit about football, man. You never know.
He didn't even get hit really like that. So imagine it really happened.
Never know, son.
Because I mean, your body ain't built for.
It probably releases us.
Probably.
I would tell him. Like, listen, I'm not. I'm gonna release you. Matter of fact, your contract ain't nothing anyway. Hey, you can have that.
He said you can have that shit.
He wasn't a top round pick. That's what I'm saying. I give him that $3 million here. Good. And if somebody wanna play you, I'm not gonna have that my franchise, my contract.
Collect that pension, bro. Take your contract, collect that pension.
That sound about right.
Nah,
because
bro.
You don't wanna be getting that. You got a family, you gotta think bigger than that.
Always gotta think bigger than
you
that.
You always be, you got a name, you could be a high school coach, you can do a lot.
You can go back
longer. You can do TV, you can do a lot of shit. But you go on that field and die, it's a dunny. It's a dunny.
Ain't no coming back.
Ain't no coming back, bro.
It's gonna be quick.
Sometimes you gotta don't give it the hit back.
You know what it is? Niggas be looking for that lick back.
They try to be an Anderson Peterson, and you can't
Peterson get hit like that. He's got that shit tore.
I'm talking about how he came back when he recovered and came back. He was a monster.
Yeah,
it's a difference.
That's different though.
That head to head collision shit.
I'm not talking about as far as the injury. I'm talking about as far as bouncing back. Him coming back from that, trying to bounce back to his shit, whatever.
Ryan Shazar from Pittsburgh. He was talking about coming like, boy, you crazy?
He broke his neck.
He said, what's good, my guy?
That shit dangerous.
You know, we locked in, bro. We locked in for the long run.
Yeah, man. This shit ain't going nowhere.
Now he said, hold on, let me go back to the comment.
That shit real, bro. But hey.
Hopefully, he said, if y'all want to talk about iPhones, let me go back and get a PC and record a song. Mac all the way, respect the Apple.
Come on, y'all.
Facts, Apple gang, bro.
We've been talking that Mac shit for the longest. You know what I mean? Since we switched with the computers for our fucking audio and shit. You know what I mean? Recording wise.
Listen, bro, they got it. They got it, though.
They got us. You put them goggles on. They got you.
Galaxy, they got us. Come out.
Did you see motherfucking
the
Apple goggles?
Bro, them shits is stupid.
The VR goggles?
Oh my God. They want four bands for them.
Four bands, bro.
And the
streets back in the day, you could have gotten this for like at least 200.
Bro.
Dumb shits are motherfucking the whole headset. But when you put the headset on, that shit mirrors everything. So you can see outside of the motherfucker. Like you look straight through.
So look.
That's wild. But then you got the fucking apps
and all that shit.
We're gonna go down the whole screen
to the everything that you can see is screen. Even if you still see screen.
So look, we're gonna go down a rabbit hole for like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Right? So fucking think about this, right? VR or whatever. They got everybody. This shit been out. Should have been out for years. Army got it.
That shit been out. Yep. Been out. Nintendo had that shit.
Yeah, like that shit been out or whatever, right? So look, right. Elon Musk is trying to put the chip in everybody so, you know, they could fucking go to little fucking virtual shit. It's the same fucking
thing. That's for keeping people in the house. That's for like. You don't really gotta do nothing.
But the thing is about that shit is it's more deeper to it because it's getting you preparing.
People already going on dates,
and it's preparing. It's preparing.
The house
and
going on dates.
Taking you out of this reality and putting you in a whole other reality.
It's gonna be you.
Because when you gone, when you are in that space.
People gonna be dating on virtual reality dating,
detached from,
but not really physical.
Like, they've been at that shit for years. Though, the IMU shit, the IMU shit, all that shit been going on.
It's mainstream. Man. Once you see something got a following, it's gonna get big. It just take time.
I guarantee you, right? If IMU was to ever pop again or whatever, this would be a time for them to do it because of that fucking virtual world shit.
Or what? Who?
IMU shit, whatever.
If y'all listening and watching, check your investments, man.
Everything's a tech, that's what I'm saying though.
That's exactly what I'm saying, bro.
Tech and natural, like gold, shit like that. Gold is up, all that shit, bro.
Hey, Easy, what your numbers looking like? Last time I checked, you was like a half a millionaire. Half a mil up, my nigga.
Definitely got to get to them.
Got a motherfucking look into your investments, man.
Word, bro.
Because you got to look into the future.
You got to get a lot of
Personally, that's how I do my investments. I look forward to the future. What is going to motherfucking pop later?
What's new?
What's going to be motherfucking the next creative wave?
What's the next fit?
Catch it in its beta form.
You
got to catch it in the beta form.
You got to get that shit now because... That's how all them shits pop, bro.
Because you gotta see what companies are working where and what motherfucking, what direction they going. Because if it's, this person is working on some virtual shit, right? Boom. But these motherfuckers are working on, I want to say wireless keyboards or, you know what I mean? Something else. Or motherfucking just... either the cars.
Voice control shit.
Voice control. Anything. Any type of... something that limits your motherfucking... your energy of doing something. Like, you don't have to waste time on it. Alright, that... they are processing and building something right now to eliminate motherfucking every fucking piece of labor that a motherfucker could do.
So this is what you do to counteract that. The counteract it is you invest in it, but you don't involve.
Exactly.
You don't get yourself involved. You can invest in it because it's gonna grow.
It's gonna make money.
Everybody's gonna put money into it.
Before it crash,
But at the same time, you don't get involved in it. So what you do is you go get fucking certified in trades. You go get anything that you gotta do to work with your hands, you go get certified in it because at the end of the day they're trying to get rid of it.
Your best bet of your investment is to find something that motherfucking that you fuck with. Hard body. If it's motherfucking like with in your case with the vegan shit, you find motherfucking a company or whatever that's growing organic, motherfucking processing organic, motherfucking, you know what I mean? Shipping in house. You know what I mean? And you find them and you invest in that. And that motherfucking shit. You go public, niggas start investing in your shit.
Right.
That's all it is.
Pretty much.
Same shit.
Wherever you pay attention to, you should make money off it.
Exactly.
ATM.
Your phone. Whatever you pay for, you should always be able to get a kickback from. If you got a fucking Apple, invest in
That's
Apple.
That's a fact.
If you got a fucking Android, invest in it. Invest in fucking Android. You
like I'm invested in FanDuel, right? Every time I send money to FanDuel, I get paid.
That's dope.
That should pop right there, like, bro. Boop, it come right back.
It's gonna always come back to you.
You get your dividends every week.
It's a consistent thing, but then because it's always a bet going on. Somebody it's always a game. It's always something going on. It's always, bro. No matter what.
If niggas
is in the casino, or niggas just betting overseas or some other shit, because they got so many ways and so many games and sports for you to bet on there. The turnaround gonna be crazy if depending on how much you put into it.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
Investments all about risk, bro.
You gotta do it now. You gotta get into it because you do some long term shit by 10-15 years, your shit crazy.
That's how you gotta look at it. You can't look at it now like that shit low, Amazon and Google, bro.
20 years ago, they just chilling right now.
They up.
Look at them motherfuckers.
You know how much it costs to invest in a piece of stock?
People buying Bitcoin
for $1 share of Amazon?
Fucking $10,000 worth of that shit. And now that shit shoot up to $50,000. Like,
yo, what share of Amazon is crazy, bro?
That shit's crazy. You paid $100 for that shit worth $50,000. You cashing out. Get out of here. Dude.
Yo, y'all saw that Pop got a star in the Walk of Fame?
Yeah, he should have been at that show, to be honest.
Nah, I feel like
that
too.
That's
dope.
I didn't know that shit didn't happen, to be honest. I was like, Pop,
just game. Yeah, bro, I looked at that too, yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Pac is the West Coast, but he's from the East Coast. But he is the West Coast.
Yeah, basically.
Him, Snoop.
Snoop, the West Coast. Pac just was.
Snoop got it,
man. Snoop had it.
Pac was more than even a coast. He was just Pac.
But he's definitely on that West Coast. Because back then,
even though he's on the West Coast, he still was like a New York dude. He was like an East Coast dude. Like, nobody took him in the West Coast. Cause even though he was screaming, you never seen it. Like, he's just doing whatever. That's how it looked like. He's doing whatever. Because it came out of nowhere. Wait a minute. You over there now?
Niggas wanted to be like Pac. They dressed like Pac.
Yeah.
This nigga from the West Coast.
Like, he the most influential rapper.
Nah, yeah. But on the West Coast, he was, though.
Not just on the West Coast, on the world.
Yeah, on East too, because fucking,
super,
like
super,
you said, remember we
America,
the world.
He could have said,
we
were
talking about
cop. Niggas were getting tattooed because
we was talking about everything. Remember, we was talking about old boy from over here, the Spanish Tupac. They used to work here.
All eyes on me.
Us watching him growing up, like
crazy shit.
Yeah,
shout out to my bro Rich, man.
That's how That's what I know him
Pac,
for.
He's
working
Pac,
that
shop
right
Pac
there in the
penitentiary.
But it was just
crazy.
Like,
you think about it. Vlad and them niggas still
talking
about Pac all day long.
All the dialogue, too.
All day.
They just had his pops on there talking about.
Yeah.
There's so many stories.
Think about that.
Yeah, man.
He was dead over 30 years. He still talking every day.
So who's y'all most top five most influential rappers of all time?
Most influential? Shit. That's a mean look.
For me, it would be probably.
I say.
You go first, bro. You go first.
I say, Rakim.
Yep, I was gonna say that too.
I say. Most influential.
That's a hard question.
That is.
I can't
say.
I can't
name. Every rapper today, I could see the minimum. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You got to throw X in that motherfucker.
Got to throw X in it.
X.
You got it. You have to.
X in there. J's definitely in there.
J.
Yeah.
You got
fucking.
So we just want to put the whole group.
Death Row.
Yeah.
No limit.
You can really say that. You can cash money. State property.
Cash money. You got
Rock.
Yeah, Rockefeller. Like
Big Daddy Kane.
Two Live Crew. It's a lot of things that came out of.
Slick Rick.
Yeah,
bro.
Definitely.
A lot of styles came from a
lot of people. We're out there suited up with all the jewelry on. The style, man. Change the
Yeah, of course.
How can you not say
that? First rapper signed the Def Jam.
You can low key put him in that top five to.
You can absolutely.
His catalog crazy too.
He covered Mad Lanes. Then he went
his
to
catalog crazy.
Be like make an R&B.
His movie catalog and his movie music catalog crazy.
TV.
Yeah.
What about Will Smith?
Nah.
Maybe not as far as rapping, but fashion.
Nah.
I wouldn't
fashion,
say
hell yeah.
For what?
Like the
Jordans with no laces.
Nah, he's a fly dude, but
a lot of people really wasn't biting.
That wasn't him.
He was biting.
He was biting streets
at that time.
But that's different for y'all because y'all was born in that era. But I'm saying for the ones that was young growing up and now looking at it, it's influential because people get that fade like that. People wear
people wear.
Y'all look back on our generation way more than
exactly.
Y'all seen the movies, like I've seen Menace to Society like 3 times. Motherfuckers seen that shit over and over. I'm like, I don't even look at that shit like that.
Put it up.
You see it? And you're like, it's whatever. Yeah. Like Belly, I don't watch that. They come on, I don't even be.
I watch it.
I just caught Belly the other day.
I probably seen Belly like four times. And that's because
I don't look for it because it's on.
Belly 2 was a disappointment.
That shit was
watch that.
Terrible.
I ain't watched that Call of the Way 2 with Muppet.
Listen, what they need to stop doing is
remaking
killing
these
shit. Classics.
Because they're trying to make it for the new generation.
Fuck them.
Just remake. Like back in the day, what they would do was just remaster and put that shit right back out.
Like they made, they remade a White Man Can't Jump, whatever.
I'm not watching it.
I didn't even see that.
Some people liked it.
With Jack Harlow,
I ain't watch it.
I ain't watch it either.
Yeah, in my motherfucking book, Jack, you're done. Get the fuck out of here.
What was it for? Like,
get the fuck out of here, bro.
They made it when they was younger or some shit. What did they do?
Nah, they just redid the shit.
They really did.
Jack Harlow has Woody and that. I was some dark skinned nigga.
I ain't see the whole thing. I seen like pieces of it. I'm like, why they do this, bro?
Make money. That's all it's about.
They estimate how many people gonna really come watch this?
Yeah, they be getting the numbers.
They don't be thinking blockbuster. They're thinking something back.
You gotta think about this.
Make 15 million.
If you put up two of the same movies, if you put up the old movie in a remake, nine times out of ten, people are gonna pick the old movie because the old is old. The original was always better,
right?
Because it's like the original was better because it's like the first time you heard of that fucking story or some shit like that. That idea being put in your head.
Right.
When they try to do it again, it's like, alright nigga, we already heard this before. That's all it is. When niggas say, I heard this before, I've seen this before, it gets quack. It gets
funny. But you know what also messes
it
up?
Only a few remakes better than
fucks it up for the real.
No, it messes it up. They try to outdo the original one. Mm-hmm. And that's always what messes it up. Because sometimes, if it's a good movie, just redo the new one.
Then they just do the House
Party. The best one you see.
That was horrible.
The best one you see are serious. The best one is like Batman. They came at the beginning. Then it came out with the Dark Knight. Right. So it stretched out. So you're like, I get it now. But the original Batman was better than Begins. But the one with the Joker was better than all of them.
Facts. I ain't gonna lie, Heath Ledger killed the Joker. R.I.P. Heath Ledger, though. He killed the Joker. And Tom Hardy when he played Bane. Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
He said, what should I break first, your mind or your body? Batman is weak.
For the first Bane was horrible.
Bruh.
First Bane. Terrible.
He ain't had no voice. He's
That first one was hard.
You like fucking
I probably see like half that. I cut that shit off.
All right, so who your pick? Who you think the best villains in Batman was?
Best villains in Batman.
Like people playing them.
People playing them.
Yeah, like
the old Penguin from back in the day.
Old Penguin.
He was vicious.
Danny DeVito.
The old Joker back here.
Danny DeVito, right?
Yeah, he was Penguin. Yeah, he was old.
Yeah, Danny DeVito.
No, not from the first Batman movie. I'm talking about the old in the 60s.
Yeah, the TV show.
The cartoon. Umbrella.
Oh, yeah.
The old
Batman. That's my Adam West Batman.
Yeah.
He ain't give a fuck.
All right, so for me, Penguin, it'll be Danny DeVito.
He really wasn't in the movie doing shit. Because he was running a campaign.
That shit was dope, though.
With the one from
Oswald Cobblepot.
He was crazy.
I love comic books, bro. So.
Nah, word.
Monk
used to have a fucking
I think Jim Carrey was the best Riddler.
Yeah,
he was.
Yo, he was really keep money in that shit.
Yo,
yeah.
A whole lot of them shit, bro. My uncle, this nigga, still till this day.
Oh, comics hell, he has money in comics.
Has buckets.
If you got number ones, like this,
I got some
one,
shit.
This
my mother,
two?
I got mad shit. I got Sports Illustrated. Oh, I got
comics.
The
cards.
Yeah. The ones you gotta see, like when Tiger Woods won the Masters,
right?
They send that shit and they come like on a paperback,
right?
And they got no writing on the front, so it's like. Collector's item. They tell you collector's item.
Right.
I got a lot of them. I got Jordan shit. I was in high school for that shit. Like, right. The Bulls 3-peat. They like, save this one. Save that one. I got a lot of them shit.
Yeah. Listen, if you got any of them shit, any of them old ass cards back in the day.
Baseball
them
cards.
Shit's worth a lot. If you caught them shits in great condition.
I got baseball cards. I got
a lot of money, bro.
I got some shit, bro.
Yeah, even Pokemon cards. If you got an old holographic fucking.
If you got an old Barbie doll. Old Patch Pack doll. She going for like 10, 20,000.
Bro.
This dude had a Hot Wheels car that was worth $1 million.
It's this documentary.
You got coins, you really were mad.
It's this documentary on Netflix. It's called, what the fuck is it called? I forgot what it's called, but it's basically about this dude that has basically like a milestone of basically like everything. Like he got a piece of everything, like an old toy, whatever, from like back in the day, from years ago, like niggas can't even find them, like they don't even make type shit. Like he keep everything, like he kept all that shit, bro, and got it all sitting up. And he did a whole interview with that shit. That shit crazy. So niggas don't want to sell them shit because they be like, oh no, they'll be worth more back in.
I like that one. Be real,
yeah, bro.
It's just that when you first get them, they ain't worth shit.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all.
Thing is, you got to keep it. But
you're in the pit. You at the game. LeBron give you a pair of sneakers. Right now, it ain't really worth nothing. So right now,
so
it's like
nostalgia.
It's
letting one chip.
It's now. It means something.
Right.
Yeah.
For real. 20 years of labor. It's the only one. But Jordan gave them sneakers away. In game six is against Utah. That's where they even wore those.
Yeah.
It just came out of nowhere. Like, oh shit, we do those shit.
This one dude had a collection, bro. That shit was crazy. He had a pair of Jordans that Jordan wore when he broke his foot. It had like the strap on the side. He had like a $10 million Jordan collection. He had all the original. I think he had game one playoff. You know,
especially when you work for the stadium, you get all that shit, bro.
They be hitting all that shit.
You work for the stadium, you get that shit. Like, yo, Mike, you see them dudes all the time.
Remember that person I told they tried to stash the jersey in the the ceiling?
Yeah.
I think it was a Tom Brady jersey or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Why not?
That memorabilia is worth a lot of money.
A whole lot of money.
I seen the motherfuckers send their kid. Like, yeah, can I get a shirt? Can you sign it for me? Pops, motherfucker. Cash that shit right in.
Mm-hmm. I got Eddie Jones college card. Signed college card from Temple.
Mm, that's what.
I got a lot of cards.
Man, that's right there.
I got mad baseball cards, a lot of shit.
What's going on in the world, man?
Yo, was I the only one that walked outside and felt like they smoked a pack of Black and Miles last week, bro?
Nigga.
On Wednesday?
Bro.
It looked like Mad Max outside.
What's the average on how many wildfires happen per year?
A lot, bro.
Wildfires?
A lot. They don't report them.
And it was two. It wasn't just one in Canada. It was one in Jersey.
Yeah, it was Jackson.
But my thing is this, though. So, look, right. Jackson wouldn't have hit us, Jackson smoke wouldn't have came up this far.
No.
Because if the wind is, because you got to realize, if Canada's above us,
the wind is going
to push it down, so it wouldn't have pushed it towards us anyway.
Right. It's going to change, though, once when that south air come up in the water right now.
If it would have, if that was the case, but we would have never got it. We would have never got that Canada.
Damn, Gina.
It's something more to that shit, because ain't no way. It just got fucking.
Pass me that monster.
It just started looking crazy outside like that. And like, yeah, that's. That shit sounds crazy.
Wow.
Whoa.
Ain't no way that shit, like, it got dark that.
Nah, that shit got bad. Bro, I was at work, and that shit was like.
I was good. I motherfucking came out for lunch. They sent me to lunch maybe like
my mask
2 hours. So as soon as I got there, 2 hours, go ahead, go to lunch. I was like, all right. I stepped outside, bro.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
It looked like motherfucking, you ever seen War of the Worlds?
Yeah, bro. I swear to God,
I'm like, yo, it's red over there. It's smoky. You smell it. I'm like, yo, is it a fire?
It was like,
is she caucus?
I thought it was a fire over there.
They're like, oh, no, that's from Canada. I said, from Canada? How the fuck?
Right.
That's the same thing I was thinking. It's crazy. I said that shit is eight hours away. Depending on where it is, but still, it's not that far.
Downtown Jersey City, that shit was crazy, bro.
It's not that far.
Because right by the water.
I walked outside, bro. I felt like, you know, like when you open up a barbecue grill and it's hot and the heat go by your eyes, it's like the charcoal was on my eyes. I'm like, yo.
Bro.
And I had a mask on.
You gotta realize, depending on what part of upstate you go to, that shit is only like 30 minutes from here.
It's no good.
Yeah.
It's not even depending on what part of up.
It's all about traffic.
Yeah, that's all it is, bro. In which way you go, that
we
shit
got is literally 30 minutes. It's like 2.5 hours. Really long after flying up that motherfucker. 12 o'clock, 1 in the morning. Flying up the doing like 90 minutes road. Ain't no traffic, but pitch black, dark driving that motherfucker.
Yeah,
pitch black. They get cold.
It's
Canada not that far from there.
No, it's not. My thing is,
that shit still.
If you could drive in North Carolina and all that shit, and Virginia and all that long crazy shit.
It's just the opposite direction.
That's it.
That's all.
Them guys, I didn't know them guys.
Got that soundtrack.
Fuck.
Yo.
That's Hicktown for
real. We drove through Virginia coming from Atlanta, bro.
No speed, you'll get pulled over.
Man, fuck speed, bitch.
What you hearing?
All
you hear is bugs slapping all that shit.
Bro, and them shit. That's
all you hear. I ain't driving through no shit.
Like this, that's fucking big, bro.
You gotta be strapped. You gotta be. Man, come on. Hell no. It'd be pitch black.
No lie, bro. We got pulled over. We the only
ones. Sundown Tales. Quiet as hell.
You like Sundown Tales. Niggas don't come through here around sundown.
If we got pulled over.
That's some real shit.
If we got pulled over, we'd either die or we'd have been in jail down there.
Rifles coming out.
Because it was five big black niggas in the car.
I'm flying over that shit.
Smoking weed and shit. Allegedly.
All respect. I'm gonna give them they can have it.
Did the blood?
I'm trying to get to Atlanta.
Wow.
Right over there. I ain't even gonna see.
It's like an hour, right? Hour and a half.
What?
Atlanta? It's like 2.5 hours.
Atlanta somewhere.
You ain't gonna be able to sleep.
2 hours.
It's like 2.5.
Two hours.
Oh, on the plane.
Yeah. It depends.
Like
the time of day.
Yeah.
But you can get. I've been on that shit for 2 hours.
2 hours.
Miami ain't too fucking long either.
I am like 2.5.
God, that's like 14 hours.
It depends how they moving.
Bro, we, like 14 yeah, and we drove down that bitch, man. That shit was long.
The planes be going fast as hell, bro.
They do.
The really planes be going fast.
They going so fast.
I always get window seats, bro. I was like, God, dude, this shit move, bro, man. Soon that shit going that runway, zoom, you be like, yo, get the fuck. I'm in the sky, bro. You gotta be kidding. I can't even sleep with them. I'm like, this shit
bad. Yeah, I never sleep with
them. Yeah, I'm like, I need me a
it's not that likely. You more likely to get into a car accident than a plane.
I don't even
trust that's the crazy thing about that shit, bro.
Man, that's not the way you feel when you're in
there. Nah, bro. Because you're turbulent. You're never think you're going to die. Like, a plane, it's like the engine stopped. Like, come on now.
Bro, you can't. Bro, listen, you on that plane, you can take that trip. It is what it is.
Nah, I'd be like 30.
You can't think like that, man. Nah,
how are you going? They going to hop out soon. Niggas be bouncing, bro. Them niggas be flying. 50,000 miles per hour. Well, how fast some shits be going?
Like 7.
7,000?
No, 7, 800.
800 miles
per hour? Yeah, like 7, 8, I think.
Let me see.
Jets, depending
on the jet.
Yeah, 30,000 feet, about
700
miles an hour. Damn. God damn.
It's a bullet in the sky.
How many miles are we from?
Get hit by a shit on land. That shit tear your fuck apart. That shit crazy,
bro. When I went to Miami, disintegrate. We landed at nighttime. You couldn't even tell because of the water. You like, what the fuck? You can tell a pilot by your luck because you can't even tell. Like, you like,
the lights. Sky
or the lights. They was flying in that shit the other day. I said, get you a man. They said, like, I can imagine.
I'm like, you can look straight ahead.
You
got to
think. You know what I think?
You at nighttime.
They was up so high. They was up too high. So they didn't see that.
Traveling through the galaxy.
They was flying above the smoke. So they didn't see that.
That's crazy, though. Could you imagine flying through that shit, seeing the sun and all of that in a plane?
Yeah.
Like the other day, how that shit was. Getting on a plane, you see that shit, you like,
what? Imagine it's cloudy and you go right through.
Just imagine flying into it.
Over that shit.
Yeah. You're like, nigga.
That's how it is. Like, sometimes they're like,
that's crazy.
They fly over the storm. They fly over that storm. The storm, right? You be looking down. You can see the light. Like, boom. You're like, yo, this shit going crazy. They fly through that shit to shake up. And they're like, we're going over this shit. All right. We're going over this shit.
Oh, nice. I know a lot of play rides. They be nice with the boys.
They be going. They be like, they tell you like, we're going over the storm.
That should be like,
you gonna feel some turbulence. We're going over it, and then when you get over it, it should be a clear ride.
That's all.
Smooth as a motherfucker.
My first time.
My first flight had turbulence.
I just had like. Luckily, mine didn't. I landed in hot ass Texas.
The north. We kept circling over north. That shit was just fucked up. I'm like, that shit windy as hell. I ain't like that shit.
Hey, yo, that nigga fucking, what's his name? Zion.
Hold that door.
Oh, man.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Take a break. We about to take a break.
Dude, you
be right back.
I'm just trying to make the fucking thing out of it.
This your boy, your favorite hood herbalist, Jay. No, IG, the best 201 business IG, growth over destruction. If you're looking for all your herbs, all your health advice, you trying to get your health right, your body right, whichever the case may be, come holler at me. I got the sea moss pills, I got the sea moss gel, I got the elderberry, I got everything that you need right here at your favorite health food spot. Growth Over Destruction, that LLC is the IG. Come holler at me.
GOD. 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 What?
GOD.
Yo,
back.
Holla.
You already know. And we back, y'all. A little rock in the back, you know what I mean? Just bring it down some. Mm-hmm. Definitely motherfucking back with it, though. Yeah. The boy Zion, though.
Hey. He's wild. He did some wild shit, but only thing was
fucking. He's off that shit.
Only thing was fucking whore.
He's off.
Bitch trying to make it go. Like, what are you doing? Bitch, you a porn star. There you go. Dang.
That's their lane, bro. That's why you can't fuck with them type of broads, bro.
You not supposed to, but he did some stupid shit for
you. Gotta know bitch. Who you're dealing with, bro.
Right. You probably thought she was gonna keep it Coca Sturdy.
Hell no. She gonna get clout off you. How do you even get around? I understand you're an athlete, you got that type of bread. I get it, but man.
You better be around, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's why you gotta have people around you.
Around the way. Around the way, girls, all the way.
Nah, like I was
they be straggling around the hotels. They be everywhere.
Word,
they prostitutes. They just know they got they targeting dudes though.
Yeah, because this fucking social media shit made it like that.
Yeah. At the end of the day, they stay live.
Exactly.
Their livelihood is to catch.
They like
get a nigga to take him.
They like leeches.
Had a baby.
It's over after that, bro.
They set for life.
It was crazy.
Don't let a chick catch and release.
I told y'all niggas real quick.
With the baby.
Do not. You gotta be easy, bro.
Oh, she bagged the nigga.
In that bag and they coming for you.
Get pregnant and let him go and then come find out she pregnant.
That's catastrophic. That's gonna happen forever now. Because you already got a baby on the way. 9 times out of 10, she not staying. So now that opens the door for another one. You the new PJ Washington.
Yeah, hilarious.
These niggas is crazy.
PJ Washington wild all the way to fuck up.
He did it again.
Again? What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, look, bro.
That's his type. That's his type.
That shit niggas be into.
That's his type.
Yo, bro. You
know, again, that's your type. That shit, that's crazy.
At the end of the day, man, you gotta do better,
that's
man.
That's your type. You
gotta
do better.
What the fuck are
you talking about? You gotta do better.
We try to tell them, because you gotta understand the BS, that, like, because they don't understand what you're putting the kid in.
That's a little bit.
That's the real issue. They didn't even know it's the kid. The kid didn't want to go, like, what the fuck? That's why them kids be crazy. Trying to get a fake identity acting. Are you rich? You fucking on your street for?
Yeah.
Kids, all the kids want to be tough now.
Dysfunctional millionaires. Dysfunctional millionaires kill me, bro.
Tatted. I was like, oh, your kids tatted like that. They never do shit. Like, what?
Dysfunctional millionaires.
They put the work in.
Nigga, this is terrible.
Should be wicked out here. Some people will be forced to live
General
like that.
General Ryan said the gun was fake.
Oh, it was fake, man. Fake news?
They gonna get a real ass suspicion. You gonna get a real ass suspicion. Why?
His ass gonna get a real kick out the league. That's what he gonna get.
When it come back around.
We gonna play somewhere else and get money.
I won't be surprised to give him 40 games. I won't be surprised. Give him half the season.
41
half the season. Sit him down.
Yeah, like, bro, I think
you got that type of contract, they know you good.
But my thing is this.
You made enough already. Sit down.
You don't think it's common sense not to do that?
It is common sense, but
you know what's
common sense ain't that common.
It's different when people that didn't come from that life, bro, they think it's like a switch you can turn off and on. So they dive into it like, fuck it, this is what I gotta do. They don't be understanding. He don't do it at the time. He didn't think shit's gonna happen.
That shit.
He think holding a gun and he think that shit is cool. Like, I'm flashing my gun. Why you letting people know that?
Bro,
bang you down, stupid.
At any point in time,
they don't care that you're a basketball player.
At any point in time of the day,
they'll knock you straight up. Y'all shot John Moran. They right on live stream, laughing, playing some music, and they like, yeah, it's not John Moran shit right away. That's how they gonna do you.
Nah, it's crazy.
Dude that killed Pop Smoke got 4 years. He be out in a couple. He already got like 2 wins.
That's crazy.
He got 4 years.
Got 4 years. He's a juvenile. Over there, they got me. You got charged with juvenile. You got 4 years. So
he'll be out.
He got 2 years. He got another year.
You little baby.
Get probation.
Right?
Got him
2 seconds.
Boop. In and out.
That's
it. Y'all was at that KRS-One shit yesterday. I see little kids fumbling the gun. Little kids like babies, fumbling the gun. Yes, I'm looking like, look at this shit. Little ass kids fumbling. He can't hold it up. Start holding his pants. I'm just like.
Little nigga that hit, Rob Banks' little brother.
14.
Oh, nah, that's the age. They smoke. That's the age. They got him already. That's the age.
Damn.
Shit crazy, bro.
Yeah, 14. You, when you at 14, you showing the bust that.
Hell yeah.
Bounce, my little cousin, too. These niggas be working out, bro. That's my little cousin. They be, having gang, they be having the gang in the gym.
Fuck it.
Shit's crazy, bro.
Leave you.
It's probably like, it's why would you try to perpetrate? You rich. Play, be rich.
Yeah, bro.
Shit.
Shit, bro. I don't even see the money. Where is the money being made to the point where it's like, you know what I mean?
I mean, he in NBA, bro. He making some money. He got Nike contract. Well, he got Nike contract.
You talking NBA, I'm talking street shit. That's what I'm saying. The streets is different.
This nigga sold out, bro.
Yeah, NBA, but why you trying to be in the street?
That's what I'm saying. Why you got...
Why you trying to be in the street when you got that bag?
Why are you even motherfucker? That shit don't mix, bro.
If you in the street getting money, you getting out the street. You getting out the street. You ain't...
Now, if you was doing all street shit until you got out of the shit, and you know what I mean? You still had to play by the rules and doing... Nigga, you got the bag by doing something totally different.
Let me get it.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got the bag check by doing motherfucking something that you love.
Endorse the NBA checks to eat though. I'll show you the fuck it do. You wanna see?
Hilarious.
You wanna see? I'll show you real fast, that's nigga. Endorse them shit. Keep endorsing them shit straight over here. Let me show you do. You can bang, come on the block. Come around the way. Hang out. Get you some Four Loko, whatever you like to drink.
Terrible.
Let me get that bag. Watch what I do. You won't see me at all.
Yo, Instagram posts
and never. Job with the
motherfucker. Yo. Instagram posts a job on the motherfucking on the block drinking a Four Loko. It'd be just as crazy as him with the motherfucking burner.
No, that'd be just as funny as what's his name? Kenny Britt in the hood talking about some where the hoes at.
That's crazy, man. I'm gonna tell you that hood fame be so that shit so alluring. That's what it is. That hood fame be different. So motherfuckers be wanting that shit. That's like a whole different. To be that nigga in the hood, to be that motherfucker in the hood is different. So it's like motherfuckers want that feeling. They want that pain and fulfilling walking through motherfuckers looking at you like, damn, that's the dude.
Make it that bad. Watch what I do. Make it that bad. Make sure y'all got for the finals is game five tomorrow. Shit's done. Right. Make sure y'all got for the finals. Make sure y'all get your best. They going to beat him. Bro, they cooking their boots tomorrow. I mean, that's a lot. I'm not saying they're not going to lose that shit. They going to beat him. Bro, they cooking their boots tomorrow. I mean, that's a lot. I'm not saying they're not going to lose that shit. They going to beat him. Bro, they cooking their boots tomorrow. I mean, that's a lot. I'm not saying they're not going to lose that shit. They going to beat him. Bro, they cooking their boots tomorrow. I mean, that's a lot. I'm not saying they're not going to lose that shit. They going to beat him. Bro, they cooking their boots tomorrow. I mean, that's a lot. I'm not saying they're not going to lose that shit. They going to beat him. Bro, they cooking their boots tomorrow. I mean, that's a lot. I'm not saying they're not going to lose that sh
Because he's patient, and he just keep that dribble. He just keep... They just flick it up, foul or some shit. He wear motherfuckers out. He like my man Tyson Fury.
Basics.
Beating niggas up.
He big as hell.
He be leaning on people putting
he putting that weight on them. That's why like Bam gotta just run him to death. But they ain't they need to run Bam to death and have a man his ass tired.
I mean, my boy Giannis would have made it though. He would have been doing that shit.
I don't know.
Giannis got
the Bucks. The Bucks bent. They Ben should have broke that up. They should have broke that up after last year. Like, nah, break it, it's over.
Giannis got big money.
They got what they got. That was the right time. That was the right time when they got their chip. Now break it up.
Real life.
It's like, so like Phoenix. Phoenix, once they went to the finals, I already knew. I'm like, it's over. Because Chris Paul ain't guaranteed it. It's over. They gave my extension. I said, oh, man, it's over. I knew that was bad.
He's a buster.
They go home tomorrow, too. They're going to knock their head off.
Wow.
Just like how the Bulls
play. They going to stretch it?
Like when the Bulls play the Lakers. The Lakers got game one.
If they do stretch it, it's only going to be one game.
Is it in the script, though?
I don't
I think it's in the script, bro.
Is it in the script?
I think they know people are tired of it. People ain't ready. It's like, it's just a mismatch. It's like, you can see it's a mismatch. Even the game Miami won, they had to come back.
Like, bad niggas, get this
they
shit
really
over.
They really got swept over.
Right now, niggas just said get this shit over because they didn't really want to see this.
We want to see what's going on with Ja now. How many games y'all spending? They don't play. Right here no more.
Yeah.
It's a mismatch. That's what I'm saying. Like, it ain't even fair. Like, when Lakers are playing the Nets and shit, like, Lakers are playing Sixers in the final. Like, come on, this don't look right, bro. This looks stupid.
That shit was a mean mismatch.
Super mismatch, bro.
Hey, y'all was trying his fucking hardest.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
He was trying his fucking hardest.
Once Shaq sat down, it was like a game. Even against the Nets, it was a game. Shaq got back in the game. God damn, he was destroying
my. How much do you want to get your ass kicked for?
Yeah. Yeah. He was dunking on Mutombo so bad. Mutombo was just looking like a victim. Like, if it's Mutombo, he was making like, fuck yeah. Kobe was balling.
Nigga hit you with that shoulder
Shaq
shuffle.
Was just so dominant. He was like three people in the paint, bro.
Shoulder shuffle, like, then spin on you, and then
fast as hell. Boom.
Boom, then spin.
He was missing all those free throws. He was making just a little bit more.
Yeah.
He had to be throwing people out.
For real. Probably would have the fucking record for most points ever.
Yeah, he was missing. He don't make like 50 something. Like, bro, he just hit at least 70. He should have backed up. I think probably. I was probably too close. He should have backed up. Because he was shooting on a. He was shooting like flicking. If he'd have backed up, he'd have more. He had more of off.
Float.
Yeah, he didn't have no. He was too close to the ball. He was shooting like this, like a little pebble. So he should have backed up. Like, Nick Van Axel. Then he shot from the top of the key. He's back all the way.
He's like, he playing taps.
You can do that, though. You can back up.
Yeah,
I just guess guys get. I don't know. But
they start doing that.
I think the Nuggets. The Nuggets might have put a nice run together. At least be contenders for like at least 3 more years.
Mm-hmm. They keeping niggas together. It's going
very Porter disappointing, but Gordon been kicking up. Gordon showed his worth.
They had like 30 or what?
Yeah, 30. 27 of them. Yeah, he balled. So
that's crazy. What I'm saying.
At least he showing Porter was just tripping crazy.
I'm going to put a ticket in. I'll take it in. My money.
Ticket in.
Stan, do you owe me a lot? Because I paid you, motherfuckers.
Don't do no parlay over 3 teams, bro.
Hell no. I know
it's tempting, but just put more money down.
Niggas be having 18. Niggas.
But I be having like, I lost other, like,
3 teams. I ain't going to hold you.
18
parlay. I know a nigga. He sent me an 18 leg parlay. It wasn't too bad. I won like a buck and some change over 10 hours.
Bro, I put a ticket in, wake up in the morning, like, damn, I lost. I'm like, one more game, I'd be like, that shit hit you in the heart.
One fucking game. I don't do games, though. I just do points. Fuck the game.
I'm just saying one bet.
Yeah.
It'd be one bet.
Yeah, nah, it'd be one of them shit. That should be blowing my shit.
Yeah, what happened?
That's a quick question.
You gotta get 14 points. You look, you got 14 points.
That's a question.
You check the ticket. Oh, 14 and a half. You go.
What's your average win-loss on FanDuel?
I never bet on FanDuel.
Do you motherfucking make even a quarter back of what you motherfucking
hell playing. No, because you'll be up.
Is it worse than the lottery?
If you made a quarter, if you hit on 25%, you'll be up. You'd be way up.
All the way up
you'll be, bro?
All
it takes is that one ticket to pop. Boom. That's 700. Just fuck that. Just say it's 400.
I know a nigga that motherfucking that was tearing FanDuel the fuck up.
How many people?
Bro,
I ran into
an old nigga in the light round one night, bro. He's telling me, he like, yeah, me and my friends, we only bet on the football. We don't bet on basketball. He like every Friday, he like every, you know, when the game come on and shit or whatever, he like, we put 100 down on it and shit or whatever. He was like, the one of his friends, he like the most he's won, I think. It was like I think he said it was like 80 bands.
You could win, bro.
He said his man's won like
put
a bunch of change,
down.
Bro.
Just put money
I said,
down.
That shit is crazy.
That's like saying we all betting, right? And we go, okay, Tom Brady playing. They playing a rival. So you know Tom Brady about to kick up. And you say, I'm taking boop, 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 some prop bets. Let me get 250 pass and a couple touchdowns. And then you take the other guy. But you put in $10,000 on this bet. Your bag big as hell.
Yeah.
But if you put in $10, you're like, damn, I'm going $50. I don't want $50. So now you start reaching. Let me get this team. Oh, my shit's saying $250 now. I like that.
That's like hitting the tables.
Now you lose by that one game with that extra bet. It's hit you. It's, yeah. It's always about just put more money there.
Yeah. That's how, yo, that's seen it happen multiple times.
I was always getting, I put a 10 team in, always kept getting one nine team. And they kept saying, you know how hard it is to get that many bets?
Dudes don't
do parlays like that.
You could have got that with the three. You could have got that with the four.
Break it down. Two team. Now you put 200 on each game. Now you win four bets, you lose two, you up. That's all you gotta do. You gotta put more money down. That's what it is.
Big investment.
Because if you start scrambling, that's when people start scrambling.
That's all it is. It's an investment.
Cause imagine you put a $5 bet in and win. And you're
I'm not a gambling nigga. So I look at anything as a motherfucking win or lose. Is it an investment? Is it a good investment on my head? Like, am I gonna see my money back? I know I probably spend.
The thing about FanDuel is, which makes it so dope, the money that, say you put down $100, right? Mm-hmm. You got a parlay, you put down $100. You're going to win whatever the payout is, plus your money back. So you got everything.
But that's how it always is, even at the store. It's just that you don't look like
that's what I'm saying, but yeah, you got everything. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you still...
You're going to get your money.
You didn't lose, just as if you put down $300.
I'm gonna check my shit right now.
And do the same shit, you still get your money back. So,
do remember, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Right.
Mad baseball.
I bet on baseball. I bet on the game one time, yo. I was mad. These motherfuckers. This nigga was supposed to hit one ball. He had one more ball hit. Nigga ain't hit the shit. This shit rigged.
It's different now. Like, I used to be winning off the pitchers, strikeouts. It's different because the pitchers only dig on five innings, and it's like, you can hardly predict all that shit, man. It's different. They don't play
switching them out.
Yeah, so it's hard to. It's different now.
Hey, yo, y'all heard the new Moneybagg Yo album? Hard to Love?
Nope.
It was actually dope. I fuck with
it.
We was playing the other day. Janelle Monae dropped the album called Age of Pleasure.
I knew it, bro. As soon as the titties came out, I knew an album was right behind.
Now she did it. All for promotional use.
But she always was a pretty chick, though.
Now she was gorgeous.
You always could tell she had it. You always could tell she had it, though. I always could tell she had it. I knew she was always up there dressing like a fucking toy soldier, bro. I always knew she had it.
You could tell. She went to go get that bag, bro.
Promotional use, bro.
Emotional,
and because of,
that lane for them is always open, especially when they weak. Especially when it's looking good.
Probably a spin in the music too. You know what I mean?
Because yo, that shit, I can hold you. That thing look good.
Shit look real good.
Hey, bro, we said this on the last part. If I was in that lane,
I'll find what you got to show at. I'll pop it up.
No, hilarious.
If I'm holding, I'm like, B, I got to go somewhere real quick. That's what that's about.
Funny as hell.
Slide in.
Chief Keef dropped the album.
Comes to my trailer. Yeah. Oh. I ain't know he still making music.
Yeah, he still making
Chief
music.
Chief Keef. Word.
Okay. He came out. How old is he? 21 now? Chief Keef out for 40 years. He's like 8 years old. How old is Chief Keef? Like 26 now? 30 now?
Mm-hmm. Ain't no 30. He's already 25.
Damn. Chief Keef been out for like 20 years.
Yeah, he's been around for a long ass time. Damn.
I was listening to
Y'all feel like Chief Keef was influential?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Started that whole Chicago way.
27.
He's still young, bro.
Young
Chicago.
That's like Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was out forever. Lil Wayne was out forever. Chief Keef definitely influential. I ain't never listened to him, but I seen what was happening.
Wayne definitely influential too.
Man.
Wayne up there with Pac, bro. Wayne changed the whole game.
Niggas rap, niggas getting tattoos on their face.
The
way the
game is right now is all Lil Wayne. This is all Lil Wayne. From Future to all these motherfuckers, bro. From some way, somehow,
fucking dreads, colored dreads, motherfucking lip ring.
Everybody got their own little lane. He'd influence for a lot, bro.
Skateboard, skinny jeans.
It went from Jay, and Wayne just took it. Everybody had a little wave, like 50 had a wave, Dipset had a wave, and it was like, but then some people just had a major.
You Wayne that, should when you major. Get that one artist yeah. that crazy everybody room. Wanted to be like,
they changed it.
Wayne dude. Is definitely one of them.
That's my favorite. Rap. I said it before on last episode. That's my favorite rapper. So
Wayne definitely he changed.
I understand it. You know what I mean? That's why I developed the freestyle flow more so him and listening to him and Jay-Z a lot, and knowing that I could do it based off just practicing and reading a lot and being influenced with a lot of different things. You know what I'm saying?
Read a book.
I said like, I went to the Roots picnic last week. Black Thought definitely went up on my list as far as live performance, bro. Breath Control, him and Busta, bro. Them two is just different, bro. They different.
It was a dude.
Different. Big different.
I wouldn't say he is influential, but he was motherfucking essential. Definitely essential.
Word.
He motherfucking one of the people, one of the artists that niggas need. Because a lot of motherfuckers don't know how to really rap or what real rap sound like. So, to be like, all right, boom, an example of that right. would be this nigga. You drop Black Thought on a nigga, be like, oh, damn, yeah. that's rap.
That's rap.
Rap.
He's a rapper's rapper.
Nah, you feel me? That's rap.
Like Killer Mike. Killer Mike, rap. Could rap his ass over, everybody not gonna listen to the type of music that Killer Mike make. But I'm a big Killer Mike fan. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
He could rap his ass
off. Run the Jewels is a fire ass group. But those are rappers. That's not music that everybody's gonna listen to. Just like I know some stuff I now make is not gonna be for everybody. But that's entertainment. You know what I mean? You just gotta find your core fan base and you gotta make music for them. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I appreciate everybody that been tapping in on the Calm Styles. I got something for y'all today. You know what I mean? We're going to keep this shit going. We about to start doing some shit outside. You might be surprised who you might see pop up as a cameo. You know what I'm saying? Summertime, we outside. You know what I'm saying? Podcast still going. New topics, new ideas, new comp styles. See more for y'all.
We got it all.
Gaslight.
Gaslight, nigga. You know what I mean?
Gaslight.
Gaslight 3.5, nigga.
Fucking up. Well, yo.
I said keep the grass light and get gas light. That's what I said. Y'all ain't listen, man. Y'all gotta listen. Don't just hear it. Y'all listen.
Listen.
Put on your listening ears. Put them on. Put on your listening ears.
Yeah, you know what it is. What we got?
I think that was pretty much everything across the board. In case anybody else got something that they want. Oh, somebody put, did they think it was Jay-Z fault that The Rock died or ended?
Oh yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
but I think he had his reasons. I think that he knew he had a bigger bag.
It was a ceiling.
They said it was Dame a said.
I think he did it the way he did it. Is was the way. So it's a way.
Yeah, Dame it's said like it's because he didn't want to pay three niggas.
He knew he
made
a
move
them.
On. He made a move on his friend. Basically,
he basically. It's like you're going to game together, but he's the act. He's the everything. So it's like, say, we all come in as bosses, but I'm just like you, but
yeah.
I don't really need you. At a certain point, it's right. I don't. What am I doing this for? Do I'm giving you money, I don't need to give it to you no more. I don't need to cut a check with you no more. It's unnecessary. That's how you're looking at it. I'm a boss anyway. I'm the main artist. So if I don't, you really ain't even helping me no more.
Right.
We got to, like you said, you got to a ceiling. It's like, okay.
Outgrew each other.
Yeah. Outgrew each other. But it's like, it was a friendship. That's what it is, with the friendship real.
Quick question. If Jay drops something, right, what imprint does it come under?
Now?
Yeah.
It's Rock Nation. Yeah, Rock Nation. Yeah. Okay. He still got Rockefeller, right? He's got that back, right?
Because that's what I'm saying. Like, what, Rockefeller's just in limbo or he just holding on to that chip?
I think he got it back.
I don't know.
I know
they
just
told me what's
called
still.
I forget, but he. I don't know. I know definitely Rock Nation, so.
Rock Nation got a lot of artists on to them, too.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But that was the whole thing. If you look at Rockefeller Records, it was a ceiling.
I think when Beanie Siegel went to jail, I think that changed everything.
Yeah.
Because now it's like Jay looking at it as it's him and Kanye, but Siegel was supposed to be, I guess Jay looking at you supposed to be the next one coming. Siegel took that spot Bleak was to have.
Right.
So now it's like, all right, and then Siegel gone, and if he come out, I'm hard as hell, but you ain't even there.
Mm-hmm.
You I think I've changed a lot. And then at the right time, be looking like, all right, Jay, bought him out. Okay.
Crazy.
I think it came crazy the way Dame found out, because Dame looking at it as, you my artist. Still, at the end of the day, you're still my artist in the day, so you're looking at it as, but
big business. Jay
became bigger than all that shit, bro.
The bag is
Jay became the new LL, but on a whole other level, because he was a boy. He owned those. LL wasn't in that position to own all his masks, to own all his shit. He was a boy. Jay was owning it. So it's a different level. He making so much more of an album than everybody else.
Right.
That's the nut shit.
Crazy.
That's all it was.
Crazy.
That's what only your shit do.
He who has the bag calls the shots.
Yeah.
Indeed.
You gotta look at Jay.
Know
now.
Your place.
Once Jay
bro,
started rapping with Pharrell and all of that, that's a whole other lane.
For you.
That's a whole other lane. You got Dre on. You got these type of producers on your
album. You, they won't play for you.
Like, no other rapper had that, bro. You look at Jay Career. Jay has best producers.
If you don't move, not just, niggas will
not just
move.
He can rap. He had the best producer.
Quit.
He had the best beat. You had the best. So he had it. It's all lined up for him.
Yeah. Right.
You got Kanye in the house. You got Just Blaze in the house. You can call Pharrell whenever. You call Dr. Dre whenever. You can call anybody. Look at that time. Nas couldn't get a beat. Well, he's picking the worst beats in the world.
Yeah.
Just rapping. Like, now they ain't gonna. Not when that game. The game switched to that lane. Commercial, kinda.
No.
Even Hushy had to be something to go with it.
Game changed so many times that it's come back around to the point now where it's just the evolution for most people is just not accepted, because it's like basic. Like, it kept going to so many levels of being complex, and so much now that it's wrapped back around to being basic and simple. It's about vibes and about fun.
But that's not about, I think mainstream is like that though. But I think most people are streaming what they want to listen.
Nah, yeah, of course. Different. You always have your selection, but I'm talking about when you go out and you go to certain places, what you're going to hear.
The DJ.
Yeah. This is what's going to be going on. You know what I mean?
That's a fact.
You, like, your car, you always have the ox. You know what I'm saying? You
look, look, when you're in your car, it's a whole different world.
Yeah, no, but if, unless you listen to the radio.
Unless you listen to the radio. And
I don't listen to the radio.
Then you'll hear what everybody else is listening to.
I like selfie playing.
Because that's what's going on.
What type of the radio?
Selfie
I'm like,
I don't even. I can't even say it was. Yeah. Because radio started to adapt to what's going on outside.
They got a new station. It's 94.7. I love them. We on there.
Yeah,
they
play
all the classic shit.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Sometimes that shit.
You got
their own pocket. It's a certain time to come on. It ain't all day, though, right?
Somebody brought. Yeah. What you call it? Hot, well, I think somebody brought Hot 97.
And
WBLS.
Yeah. They brought WBLS.
They brought both.
They own both of them.
Yeah.
But WBLS ain't the station anymore.
Yeah.
I guess it is. 98.7 when it's not a station anymore. That's ESPN, right?
98.7.
Yeah.
Kiss
Old
Station.
Mm-hmm. Kiss FM used to be.
And R.I.P. Kiss.
I remember they came to my school.
Remember that shit back in the day? All the stations.
Jeff Fox.
You waking up, your mom got that shit blast on the Saturday. It's 8 o'clock. You like, Smurfs on.
You said Smurfs.
That's what cartoons came from. Kid Biz and all that shit.
Gummy Bears.
Roadrunner.
That was my
Woody Woodpecker.
Chili Willy.
All those crazy shows, bro. Tom and Jerry. Oh, man. Acme. That shit crazy. 12 o'clock. Wild World of Sports boxing coming on.
Yeah.
Yeah, boxing every Saturday. Wild World of Sports. Some amateur shit, bro. That's how you. Then you in the front yard. Everybody had boxing gloves on the block. You was boxing on the block. It ain't
different
the same
time,
man. Just way different.
These kids know how to do TikToks, don't know how to jump rope or motherfucking.
I wish we had the technology we got now. We'd all be rich. Or we doing crazy, like, you know, playing sports.
Yeah, we black, bro.
On camera.
Do you know what we do with anything?
Take it over. Revolutionize it.
Shit you never thought you could do with shit.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yo. We got one for them tonight?
Yeah, I'm ready, bro.
All right. We're going to lock back in. You already know what it is.
Calm Style Fridays, nigga. But it's a Sunday this time, you know. Still vibes. Look. Look, I said I'm done with my passiveness. Kick up flows for the massive endeavor. The spit and dive of the divinness for a massive lift. The split amongst my people that was bedding down, trotting. And we ain't trying to be put in the boxes left and rotten. I'm trying to move step fast, running to the kid Nash. Stacking up the dollars to pick up a heavy bid act. Sunned up in the gym like I'm lifting it, but with sweat dab. You niggas wish you hit that, just get that, forget that. But spit just much you did that. Comedians with good laugh and meet me at the median. For me, the spiritual median. They ride it like equestrian and double for the speed. If you must lead in it, double off the lead in them. Feeling like an adrenaline pumping and I'm eating them. Something like a monster, ain't no need for competing and ripping the competition. The point that they all stifle. I'm letting off shots like it's automatic rifles. I be spinning something, I'm living the shit that's on my mind. And everything I spit it is relighting and combined like recycles. When you lie, get you washed like using Tide. If you speak them what you mind, then you best to pick a side. Said I did it for my people, then I did it for the fan. And my niggas on the block, we trying to make 100 mil. Trying to make 100 bills, trying to get the point to chill. When you stuck up to the body, you either destroy or you build. When you out here in the field, your mind is on your money. Your bank is on the money. Them niggas up on the funny. They bouncing up in the box and they leaping just like a bunny. Thinking stuck in the box and get wrapped for cash like a mummy. Feeling like I'm a zombie, but going after the honey. I'm breaking wrapped in the comb. I think I'm splashing, I'm blown. I'm double splashing, I'm zoned. The bank is on the moan. A million on microphone. Definitely up in my zone. Rapping it with repertoire. Man, this mess you sweat it up. Feeling like you got it, but you barely know this half as hard. Hold my niggas kicking if it's spitting if we living it. But think I'm trying to live in it. The stashing funds you ridden it. You think I'm trying to live in it. End up on the forbidden it. I think I'm trying to live in it. About to bring the villains in. Running with the heroes. Makers if one of their roles. Makers up on the shooting like bows. Ducking from arrows. If you want to go to war, best prepared for the warfare. Names when you're soft here. That drama at your door there. They ain't going to knock or bring it like it's a package. You get caught up in the raptures and ain't even a meter rapping. I make it something masonic. Soliloquies when I'm rapping. New feel like I'm in the vibe with the rapture. Caught in the passion. If you caught in the mind, Instagram with a caption. That boy, he out his mind. Definitely up in my bag. And I'm banging some on the lab. And a Bentley, maybe a Jag. And a BB ready for stabbing. I'm double punching, I'm lagging. I'm banging some on the lab. And a double up when I'm stabbing. And if I was a wild boy, I definitely wouldn't be lagging. If you 1, 2, 3, Cass Conf the dopest MCE. From Madison, right up on the hood block. Chop this shit like it's woodshop. Kyle is like 1, 2, 3. Confident one is a dopest MC. And I can spit it right up on your street block. Freestyles off the head top. It's Conf Style. Yeah. Ready, Jay?
When you are.
Let's get it. It's still Calm Style, you heard? Shout out to all my fans that be tapping in every week, you know what I'm saying? Follow me on Instagram at The Confident One. Look, I said, ain't nobody as dope as me when it come to bars. I'ma take you on a trip, this is not facade. Cars inside the garage, living like a rap star. Living like a pop star, play it like a guitar. Big on the mass, and gang of some for the masses. Keeping some on the mashes, and double hands in bags. If you running, then you know you gotta kick it. Spitting up the lyrics and polished with dope lyrics. I'm an outcast nigga that was quick to stand out. Always going for my own brand, I ain't look for handouts. They know that don't stand out, niggas that don't stand out. If you feeling that the rhythm that you know what stand about. This man about his demo, then I drink that swing, no blend I. Keeping up the spinning to the energy that I fly. Something like a bird, nigga, something like a plane. Get inside the booth and spark a split for Mary Jane. Sip up on that cognac straight, don't need no chaser. Feeling any beat is this beat, simple innovation. If you wanna get it, the thing is smashed with the correlation. If I get inside the studio, this gon' get bumping waiting. If I get up in the studio, I'm definitely contemplating. Oh, I could get my raps into the point that I'm mistaken. Never will be forgetting, or easily be forsaken. This thing is spot for the making, the king's crown that I'm taking. Like, ain't nobody dope as me, I freestyle written songs. Get and sip on Hennessy, then that boy gon' go off. Look,
I said, ain't nobody dope as me. I'm the one they know is comf. And all I need is Hennessy and Guthrie, and I'm going off, off. Detonating our show station, take a trip to space. I'm from the planet Mars, and yeah, I live in outer space. They can't keep up with the rhythm, can't keep up with the pace. That nigga knock off the beat and kick the snare and rock the bass. I'm living new ball, stamina new ball, sipping on that Pinot Noir. I dropped in the car, I'm feeling like my swagger bizarre. You know I'm the god, you know I'm the nigga that rip apart today, ain't never be flawed. And if I get up on the beat, they ain't gon' even recognize it. I be spittin', leave them lies, I ain't need no sympathizing. This is shit that you were feeling, all them people emphasizing. He started from the point and now he beatin' like a giant. I'm feeling like David, I'm fighting Goliath. The way that I write it, I feel inspired. Take a blunt and I light it. Them people admire, they know I'm the dopest up on the mic. It's all freestyle and I do it on Friday nights. Like, ain't nobody dope as me. I'm the one they know that's come. I rip and kill be so easy, and it's all for the top. Look, they said, ain't nobody dope as me. I'm the one they know is come. Kill them peace, they are IP, and that's how I go off. Can't stop Fridays, nigga. The dopest in the universe. I'm about to feel like a mega son that is getting worse. R.I.P. to the Unabomber. Too many people was hurt. Making the Steve from the burst. You pack up the leaf for the earth. I feel like it's need for the verse. Establish our needs for it first. Feel like the Steve's with the verse. Double up and ease through it first. Snake with some bees when it first. Niggas and bees when it work. Something like fiends hitting them suppliers in need of the work. Baby in need of it first. Bags in need of a purse. Maybe I'm bad when I'm to the past and I'm in need of it first. Go to the past. The action leaders for lead. Leadership first, estimated gallus and said, if you need the work, I'm about to serve them. Double up when I'm serving a long truck like Suburban and double up an excursion. If you can't afford that, then you can't afford this. I'ma get up on the booth, then lay back like a pimp. Cause ain't nobody dope as me. I'm the one they know as comf. Kick freestyles for y'all every week. Get drunk and I go off. Calm style Fridays, nigga. Got one more for y'all though. Should be the last one here. Ready?
Oh, this is gonna be a classic right here.
Yeah, shout out Wiz, you know. Cushion Orange Juice vibes, nigga. It's the Kid Conf. Yeah. Look. Look. Look, look, look. I said I never fall down, but I'm hanging off the string. That's the original sample, but I do them type of things. Meaning I could do my research. Running around in the jungle, double up in my padding, managing my feet worth. Cause I was loving like I was born through a breech birth. If you understand the terminology, that's feet first. When I step on the ground, it's name of the found. I'm smoking loud and puffing the sound. They know I'm around. Feeling like them niggas, they ain't never established the flow. I'd establish the vibe and I can establish the show. Get on top of the stage and I control of the crowd. Make their heads go up, make their heads go down, make they head swing round to their point, and if it lost, if you sipping, if you drinking, then you know we got the sauce. Get it, the rapture, minutes and flashes, feeling like it's all glasses and whips and them lashes. Came from the masses, but I do the shit for the masters, so we can make all sure we double the package. Like, I'm just trying to get a house in the hills, I'm just trying to make sure I'm in the rail. I'm trying to make sure I'm focused on my real, I'm focused on my real, like double off mass appeal. I ain't popping no pill, but now I'm thinking the real, then giving something they feel like a nigga Cabell. They talking and I'm living it, double but I'm living. It. Get inside the booth and I show them that I'm a lyricist. Week after week, continue like it's a cypher. Ready, ready to speed and the pedals down in the bike. But the niggas on and I'm lifeful. Got more time than a life of the niggas, man, when I'm writer. They know that he a writer. Came from the heart and the niggas, so I'm ignited. Jump up on the bike and I turn into Ghost Rider. They talking and they living it. It's when you getting it to the point that you getting it. Double up when they killing it. Give it same when I'm feeling it. Think of someone I'm feeling it. Think of someone I'm willing it. Trying to think of when I'm willing it. Something like it's a nail to the pails and when they drilling it. And you know that they be feeling it, dubbing like a fisherman in the river, and I be reeling and banging someone I'm reeling and give them something to spare for this. And you know that I'm a boss, nigga. I be dripping every day like I'm a floss, nigga. I be sending trying to fission with his floss, nigga. I just manufacture since we off a boss, nigga. Got my knowledge study, I am not a lost, nigga. So you'll never see me on the road lost, nigga. GPS, I got my positioning. Niggas when I'm living in. Niggas want me better than. Get them another million bars and send them turn I'm giving it. Niggas when I'm living in. Niggas know I'm winning it. Definitely know I'm with the shits and if it is a cause. Riding with my boys and you know we on me, y'all. Give me some of lost and we get it to the wall. Then I'm going to the floor like a guard to the wall.
and I'ma still be me. Certified nigga, yeah, you know I'm a G. They talking that they loving it, but they ain't really getting it. Get inside the booth and show them people I'm a lyricist. And talking that they loving it, but really ain't giving it. When it come to them, ain't need for comparison. They talking that I'm living it, definitely know I'm giving it. Get up on the beat and I murder the shit, period. They talking that they loving it, but barely in comparison. And when it come to conf, man, you know it ain't comparisons. Just like that beat bite out a little bit. Yeah. You know fuck with cushion orange juice, you know how this game. Call for the one, nigga. Comp Style Fridays. Shout out to Guap Times. Thank y'all for tuning in. Shout out to Guap Times. It's your boy, the Confident One. Comp Style Fridays. We'll be back for y'all next week. Peace.
This episode of Chestnut Checkers is brought to you by Gaslight 3.5. Get over there to Gaslight 3.5 and hit that follow button on the grams for your latest drops of merch and a broad selection of plant-based products. Go check the guys over at Gaslight 3.5.